As Long as It Takes – A New Zealand Truck Protesters Vow to Fight On. By Nathaniel Charles on February 9, 2022. New Zealand truck protest supporters on Tuesday refused to leave and camped overnight inside the National Parliament's grounds in Wellington, picketing the Parliament building in the capital again Wednesday. Their ongoing protest comes after an estimated 1,000 vehicles, including trucks, motorbikes and cars, ground Wellington to a standstill in a protest against the nation's strict coronavirus restrictions, with a hardcore of protesters pledging to remain there as long as it takes. Reports have also surfaced that others are planning to join the protest from across the country over the next few days, as New Zealanders voice their opposition to the mask mandate for pupils in schools and also the vaccination requirement for certain public sector jobs such as for doctors, teachers and military personnel. Protesters could remain in place for some time as February is the last month of summer in New Zealand, meaning it is unlikely the protesters will be driven off by poor weather. While yesterday's convoy was peaceful, the police, who numbered around 100, stand accused of attempting to intimidate protesters, with one rally attendee Sal Curry from Auckland suggesting the police are trying to incite violence but insisted the protesters will remain peaceful. Three protesters aged 61, 57 and 50 have been arrested after allegedly trying to break through police lines and enter the parliament, the New Zealand Herald reports. Police report the trio have been charged with obstruction and trespass. However, the police have acknowledged that even though the other demonstrators are refusing to move their tents, this alone does not constitute a trespass offence. Officially, New Zealand's ultra-left Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and the Speaker of the House have both refused to comment on whether the protesters should be removed or not, instead insisting it is a matter for New Zealand's police. Ardern also seemingly defended the presence of the anti-restrictions protesters, saying, "People often protest on the front lawn of Parliament. It is part of New Zealand." Ardern has continually refused to meet with the protesters, who she supposedly has a duty to represent, to hear their concerns, and yesterday suggested she was too busy. An unidentified protester speaking to the New Zealand Herald highlighted that support for ending the coronavirus mandates comes from across the political and social spectrum. "I just look around the people who have joined this movement, representing every color, creed, age bracket, all speaking in one voice to end the mandates," the protester said.